Chapter 3. A Conversation with Marta. That night, Paloma dreamed she was in England writing an email to Daniel. When she woke, she remembered she didn't even know his email address. "I must ask him for it before I go," she thought. "Or maybe I can get it from Eva." But Paloma didn't want to ask Eva for Daniel's email address. She knew that Daniel didn't really like Eva. But why not? Eva was popular with everyone. She was so lively, pretty, and funny. June passed quickly, and finally it was her last day of school. Eva gave her a new diary and a card. "Dear Paloma, you can write down all your feelings and sad thoughts about your new home in these pages," she wrote. The diary was great, but the card was a little depressing. Paloma received other cards and small presents from some of the other girls, and she started to feel very sad about leaving everybody. Finally, Paloma stood in front of the school with Marta, waiting for their mum to arrive and take them home. Paloma turned and looked back at the school. She had lots of good memories to take with her. She looked at Eva and saw her laughing with some of the students. It seemed that she had already forgotten Paloma. She didn't notice that someone was standing beside her until a hand gently touched her arm. It was Daniel. He put a small packet and card into her school bag. "Open it later," he said. Then he kissed her. "Take care, Paloma. I'll miss you," he said quietly. "Enjoy England." And then he disappeared. Paloma was surprised that he'd kissed her at school. She turned round and saw Eva looking at her with a strange look on her face. Had she seen them kiss? Soon her mother arrived, and she had to put her school bag and presents into the car quickly. She said goodbye to everyone before they disappeared. She felt very sad. When she got home, she opened the present from Daniel and read his card. He'd given her a small leather address book and a lovely pen. The card was short but cute. "Dear Paloma," he had written, "fill this address book with the names of all the new friends I'm sure you'll make in England. But don't forget your special friends in Spain too. They'll remember you." Paloma turned the pages of the address book and saw Daniel's name and email address written there. Now she wouldn't have to ask Eva for Daniel's address. He'd made sure that she had it. July was a busy month for the family. Now that school had finished, Paloma could finish packing her things for England. The house was full of boxes and suitcases, and Paloma couldn't find anything. It was all very irritating, and there was a lot of tension at home. David didn't see all the tension and continued in his silly 9-year-old way, running after the dog around the boxes. Rex was a cute dog, and David adored him. David made his dad laugh when he chased Rex around the boxes. Paloma hadn't seen her dad laugh like that for a long time. Lately, he always seemed to be tense and worried when he was at home, which wasn't very often. The night before they left for London, Marta came into her bedroom and sat down on Paloma's bed. The two sisters had never really been close friends. They didn't argue, but they didn't tell each other secrets either. Marta seemed uncomfortable. She wanted to say something to Paloma, but didn't know how. "What do you want, Marta?" asked Paloma finally. "You're looking very strange. What's wrong?" "I want to tell you that you are the most selfish person I know," said Marta suddenly. "What?" asked Paloma. She was shocked by Marta's words. "Yes, it's true," said Marta. "You don't think about anybody else but yourself. It's all about how life affects you. Only you are having a hard time right now. The rest of us are all fine." Paloma was horrified and very surprised by Marta's attack. "But it does affect me," she exclaimed. "Mum and Dad chose to move and I didn't. They didn't ask us. They just told us we were moving. Eva says that's not fair." Marta looked very irritated. Paloma had never seen her sister behave like this before, and she started to feel a little frightened. "Since when does your darling Eva know everything about our family?" she asked angrily. Paloma didn't understand her sister's attitude towards her friend. Didn't she know Eva was her best friend? Paloma asked Marta to explain. "Mum and Dad don't want to move to England any more than you do, you stupid girl," said Marta. "But there's no other option. They have to move, and it's causing problems in their marriage. If you weren't so obsessed with yourself, you might see that they're tense all the time. They might even get divorced if things don't go well in London." "You're just imagining things, Marta. You're stupid, not me," said Paloma. "Get divorced? Mum and Dad? That's impossible." "You think it's impossible," Marta said, "but you're wrong. Now just stop behaving like an egotistical baby, Paloma, and forget that stupid friend of yours. Learn to think for yourself, or even better, learn to think of others instead." Paloma couldn't sleep that night. Was she egotistical? She had made it very clear to everybody how sad and angry she was about leaving Spain. Hadn't she seen everybody else's suffering? Life was very confusing. Her parents had problems and might get divorced. This was terrible. Paloma envied David because he was only 9 and didn't have problems like these. It was just too hard to be 16. Paloma had planned to make a big scene at the airport, but after her conversation with Marta the night before, she tried to be strong and positive as they checked in their luggage. She felt tears in her eyes when the plane took off, and she saw Spain becoming smaller and smaller. However, at the end of the flight, she got an unexpected feeling of excitement when she heard the pilot say, "Welcome to Gatwick Airport, London." It wasn't even raining.